In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'm quite sure that I've preached a good number of times that we really shouldn't be too interested in each other's sins. Not my job to keep track of your troubles, your failures. Not your job to keep track of how bad the other sheep are. I'm a sheep, by the way, just so you know. I'm really not a shepherd. And we call the bishop the shepherd, but he's not really the shepherd either. The shepherd is Jesus. We're all a bunch of sheep. But I've decided to think about it another way today based on our scriptures. Normally, we don't need to keep track of each other's sins. We never need to keep track of them. But we need to care about them. Because when we sin, when we refuse the grace of God in a particular moment, he's laid before us a conversation, an encounter, a time of study, a time of prayer, a time of sacrament. He's laid something in front of us as a grace, a moment of the kingdom of heaven breaking in. And I decide I would rather do something selfish, whatever that something is. I have sinned. I have removed myself from that gift of grace that God myself out of the Lamb's book of life in eternity. I mean, that moment I have given up the grace of God for self-interest. And it doesn't matter if it's financial greed, if it's looking at dirty pictures, if it's me trying to be the big guy in the room and put you down to make myself more important. It doesn't matter what the sin is. When God has placed a relationship, an event, a prayer, a sacrament in front of me, and I decide to pursue something selfish, I have sinned. But the sad part of it is that there was grace. There was a gift from the hand of God for that moment, and I said, nah, I got something better to do. That's a sad thing. When I come to realize it, then I make a confession and say, the burden of my sins is unbearable. I cannot make up for my failures. So there's that moment of being lost to the grace of God. Not permanently, but we lose it in that moment. I want to talk about being lost and found, since that's a big part of our gospel today. Has anybody ever put on a jacket sometime in the fall and shoved your hand in the pocket and found a $5 bill, $20 bill, $100 bill, depending on, you know, your situation? Some people find a quarter and we get excited, you know, whatever. And there's sort of a, wow, I didn't know I had that. I'm going to be able to buy a burrito at lunch. $5, right? Got this. This is good. And there's a certain level of joy there. And that's okay. But that joy is, let's just say that's level one joy. But if you had a $5 bill, knew it the night before, put it in your jacket with the intention of buying a burrito the next day, and when you put your jacket on and went up and ordered your burrito and reached in your pocket and the $5 bill was gone, that sinking feeling, that feeling of loss, that feeling of disappointment, that's the feeling that I want you to think about in relation to the lost sheep and the lost coin. It's not just that thing that came out of nowhere. It's that thing that you had that was lost. Now, if you reach in the other pocket and find it, now the joy isn't level one. It's ramped up to a five. Because that which was lost, you experienced the loss. You experienced that thing being missing, and now it's found. Because, you know, that bill that you found when you put the jacket on after 6 months that it wasn't cold enough to wear a jacket, you didn't know you had lost it. So the joy is not of the refinding. It's just, oh, I didn't know it was there. The kingdom of heaven has been given to us. We have been found, as our gospel hymn said, we have been found by the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven, Jesus himself, the Almighty Father, the Holy Spirit that lives in us, the angels of heaven, mourned our being lost. They felt it. They feel it. They perceive it every time the kingdom is put in front of us and we say no. They feel the loss of that which was theirs. They feel the loss of that person who was in communion. They hear the absence of your voice of prayer and praise. They feel it. Why would you search so hard for a sheep that was lost if you did not feel the angst at their being missing? Why would you sweep? And I love the coin. I actually like the coin image in this better than I like the sheep image. Because in the sheep image, you got to sort of, you know, wander all the likely places in the wilderness where sheep might go. I like the coin image because it's lost in the house. It's in the box. And you might have to sweep the same part of the floor 12 times before you find that coin. Over and over, there's a persistence in the image of the woman sweeping the floor to find the lost coin that I love. Over and over again, I turn my back on a moment of grace, and God sweeps the floor to find me again. And I turn my back again tomorrow, and he sweeps the floor again to find me, over and over again. God's persistent love in finding, because he, in some way, feels the loss of me. When he spreads the table before me in the presence of my enemies, and I say, no, I'd rather go chew on a rock, because I'm so smart. I'm not supposed to be interested in your sins, and you're not supposed to be interested in others, and you're not supposed to be in any kind of details. Now, that's not to say that if you're wrestling with something, you can't come to your priest for counsel. I'm perfectly willing. I do it for people. The funny thing is, and some of you will understand this, I do more fifth steps with AA than I actually hear confessions from parishioners, which may not surprise you. Fifth step is when you, to another person, reveal the exact natures of your wrongs, what you've done. You say it's confession. They don't call it confession, but that's what it is. I don't need to know. I don't even want to know the details of your sins, but the priests have to hear that sometimes. But I should feel the loss of you when you, for whatever reason, decide to remove yourself from this community. I should feel a loss. I should feel the angst that the shepherd feels when the sheep is lost, that the woman feels when the coin is lost. You all should feel that angst when someone you know should be part of this community in some way has lost communion with it. Whether it's by they still come to church, but they're cold and off in the corner and they don't want to be talked to, and maybe they're angry, maybe they're scared. We don't know what the problem is. Maybe they have removed themselves from one of the smaller groups that meets normally, and it's been part of their community, and they all of a sudden back off from that. We should feel that loss, because without feeling that loss, we're not going to be willing to take on the heart of the shepherd and go search for them. Without the feeling of the loss of the coin, the woman wouldn't bother sweep the floor. I don't care about the details of your sins, but I sure should care about the effect of it. And the effect is separation from the community and separation from God. That angst, that worry, that care should move me. That angst and worry and care should move you. We may not be the shepherds, okay? At best, I'm a sheepdog, okay? The Lord is my shepherd. He's your shepherd. But that's not to say that the sheep can't have the heart of the shepherd. We should feel the loss when one of our number wanders away. We should feel the loss when we see someone in our community that has made choice after choice to turn their back on the grace of God, and they are alienated. They're the tax collector and the sinner, and we should invite them to dinner like Jesus did. We should sit down with them and say, "Welcome back. There's a place for you." If one of them walks in that door out of nowhere, and it's easier to welcome somebody out of nowhere than it is somebody who you know their history, isn't it? What if somebody in there walks through that door and you know what they were like when they were 23? Are you willing to embrace them as a sheep brought home? Rejoice over them as the coin that was found. I don't need to know the details of your sins, and you shouldn't be picking on each other and gossiping and telling each other's sins. That's just not what it is. But we should care about the separation from God that results from those failures. We should feel that angst. We should let our hearts be turned into the heart of the shepherd and be willing to search the wilderness and sweep the floor until the lost is found. Amen.